Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Thursday, the 25th of April. Here's our weather wisdom for today. I left a plant outside last night. It's an Aurelia plant. It's nice. It's got these little red berries on it that form during the summer, and I really like it. And I got up, and I was like, first thing that went into my head when I opened my eyes is, you didn't bring that in. It's on the front steps. Second thing I did, grab the phone, look up, Norwood. What? That can't be right. My phone must need to be refreshed. Can't be 37, click. It's 37. Boston's colder. Wow. Winds kept up a little bit. So wind is at 8 miles an hour, stirs the air up, keeps things from getting too cold. This is good news. We have one more night to get through. We've got to get through tonight. If we get through tonight, then the thing I've been worried about is the peach crop. You know, if a bunch of houseplants get left outside, it's not a big deal. If an entire peach crop in the whole state gets decimated again, that's 2 years in a row. That really hurts farmers. So we're going to be up near 55 degrees today. Lots of sunshine. Good day to get out, get some plants. How about heading over to Volante Farms in Needham? That's where I got all my lettuces. I got my brassicas there, my broccoli, my cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts. And I got some spinach, some lettuce, and snapdragons. They have a really good selection of snapdragons, so check that out. Clear skies tonight, temperatures down into the 20s to low 30s. Now, the problem with tonight, the difference tonight, so you say, well, you said last night it was going to get cold. How do you know it's not going to be 37 when you wake up on Friday morning? Because there's not going to be any wind tonight. And light winds allow the cold air to sink down to the surface. And that will be the issue. So tonight, Norwood's going to be colder. When you get up tomorrow morning, I don't want to say 1,000% guarantee because that's dangerous in this business, but I pretty much guarantee that Norwood's going to be colder than it is this morning. And probably 28, 29 degrees tomorrow morning. So if you didn't bring a houseplant in and it is not frost hardy, get it in. We have a freeze watch up for the Cape and the Islands, by the way. And the reason why it's not up for the rest of us is because we haven't reached a date where it's sort of abnormal to not get a frost. Like, we're not by our last date. And so this does happen on occasion. And on occasion, the peach crop gets damaged. It just would be terrible 2 years in a row. Friday, sunshine. Temperatures in the upper 50s. Friday night, clear. Should stay just above freezing in most places, 30s. Probably around 40 in Boston. Saturday, sunny into the mid-60s. Sunday, mostly cloudy skies. There might be a little shower in the morning as milder air surges north on a southwest wind. Temperature in the mid-60s. And then we go into the 70s on Monday, low 70s. Probably, if we get enough sun, we could be mid-70s. Cooler in the afternoon with the sea breeze kicking in. But nevertheless, it's going to feel like summer around here with temperatures getting into the 70s like that after being in the 20s here for tomorrow morning for you inland folk. So we dodged a bullet tonight. Let's see if we can do it again tomorrow morning. And then I will have some relief that we are through the worst of the frost for this year. Hopefully. Hopefully we don't get a May frost because that can be really bad. You get 28 degrees on May 15th or something like that. That will kill the crop. So we don't want anything like that. Have a great morning, everybody.